Today, on Rainbow Country, all LGBT recording artists and open lines, 416-946-7000. Stay tuned for Gay Talk Radio, Toronto Style, right here on Rainbow Country.
Hi, I'm Mayor John Tory, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Program may use words or phrases not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Rainbow Country is brought to you in part by Inspired Media Inc. If it's LGBTQ, it's in their publications. The Pink Pages Directory, Pink Play Mags, The Buzz Magazine, and popular talk show On the Couch. 27 years and expanding. InspiredMediaInc.ca. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, everyone has a story to tell. And right here on this LGBT show is where it all starts. We lift our voices, share our stories, and we'll raise our pride. After all, we've come a long way since 1969 and the Stonewall riots, to the legalization of same-sex marriage, to the recognition of trans equality. I'm Mark Tara. Join me on this journey through Rainbow Country. CIUT 89.5 FM. This is Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show, giving voice to the LGBT community. I am your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. A little bit about me. I am an LGBT content creator. I'm also a recording artist. So, get social, get interactive like you have been on social media, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. Follow me, I'll follow you back. The email, want to get in touch with me? mark@marktara.com. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on Podomatic, as well as on iTunes. And on podomatic.com, thanks to you, we are number 3 on the gay and lesbian chart on podomatic.com. And that's all thanks to you. Thanks for listening. And again, everything is hooked up through my website, marktara.com, marktara.com. So, this is episode 37. On this episode, I'm featuring all music from LGBT recording artists from around the world. From here in North America, Malaysia, and so on and so forth. Yeah, because that's how I roll. As well, open lines. Colin, have your say if you want to talk about Pride Toronto, what's happening with Pride Toronto, if you want to talk about the Oscars, what happened there. Hello. That was interesting, wasn't it? It was interesting watching it live because you weren't sure what was going on. You know, it was fascinating. The phone number, 416-946-7000. 416-946-7000. So my friends, are you ready? I am. This journey through Rainbow Country begins right now.
Hi, this is Carol Pope on CIUT 89.5 FM.
nightlife full of junk. Junk is all he'll ever know. Junk music, junk dance, too many junkies on the floor. Eat what you give her, eat what you get.
Cereal, beefy bits, and bits of egg.
Life in the fast
way. And bits of egg.
Priced up.
Eat what you get them. Eat what you get.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, and you're listening to Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show. I'm your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara, and that was our first set. And in this set, we just heard some great classic 80s music, starting it off. Rough Trade, High School Confidential classic. As well as, you just heard Bronski Beat and Junk. That one goes out to Dustin from Facebook. I told you I'd get around to playing your suggestions. It just takes a little while. So again, some great classic 80s music starting us off. So when I return, more great music from some independent artists. We're going to go from Toronto to Malaysia, believe it or not. You've tuned in to Rainbow Country right here on CIUT.
This is City Councillor Kristen Wong Tam, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
From the world where we all see You know that I believed in you. try to run my fingers down on your spine. Maybe I don't see this through, but I'm so fucked up. Convince me I don't need anybody else at all. So come over tonight if that's okay. We got things to worry about. I just need you here for now. So come over tonight if that's okay. We can try and take a stop. Promise me you'll stick around. Let me love ya. Bring your body close to mine. Hold me and just breathe me and make me alive. Let me love ya. Bring your body close to mine. Hold me and just breathe me and make me alive.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, and you're listening to Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show, giving voice to the LGBT community, and I am your tour guide through Rainbow Country, I'm Mark Tara. In that set, some incredible independent LGBT artists, Tafari Anthony, Golden Child. Tafari lives here in Toronto. And actually, a few weeks ago, he was on an episode that I did where I covered an organization called Community One, and he was part of a group conversation that we had. Tafari Anthony, Golden Child. And we also heard Alex TBH, Alive. And Alex lives in Malaysia. So Rainbow Country is international, honey. I'm bringing you some independent artists from around the world that happen to be gay, bi, lesbian, trans, and everything in between. Because that's just who I am. I got a platform. You got some music? Get in touch. I'll play it. When I return, three more great LGBT recording artists, and one of them would happen to be the host of the show. There you go. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Segato, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Grinding hard, but I had no type of patience. Y'all said I'd never be famous, steady on a mission. you grinding hard. Y'all ain't about to take it. I'm tired of this stuff, stuck up the anus. There's too much money and I won't let you claim it. Green, I've been 24/7 on my grind, 24/7 on my grind, 24/7 on my grind. Yeah, I'm hitting it full time. On my grind, on my grind, 24/7 on my grind. Yeah, I'm hitting it full time. On my grind. On my grind, 24/7 on my grind, yeah, I'm hitting it full time. On my grind, on my grind, 24/7 on my grind, yeah, I'm hitting it full time. Started with nothing, so now I'm making progress. Haters talking down as I take the profit. Over one day from the grind, I disconnect. The green Eureka, they're going harder than you even when you're erect. Unlocked and fully reloaded, leaving all you on the pavement and you're hopeless. I demonstrate the mind of a hustler. My mama know I'm a hustle till it moves heavyweight. I levitate as you hallucinate, making money my thing. I intimidate the wickedness. I told y'all that there's too much money and it ain't splitting. If you with it, then I'm with it. Leave the games for the bitches. Todo sobre el dinero. Do you comprehend it? 24/7 on my grind. 24/7 on my grind. 24/7 on my grind. Yeah, I'm hitting it full time. On my grind. On my grind. 24/7 on my grind. Yeah, I'm hitting it full time. On my grind. On my grind. 24/7 on my grind. Yeah, I'm hitting it full time. On my grind, on my grind, 24/7, on my grind, yeah, I'm hitting it full time.
But you are wrong. Without
89.5 FM, and you're listening to Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show. And in that set, we heard Genderfix, Toronto group, featuring Kate Ashley, Getaway Car. We also heard Jazzy J, 24/7, and that last song was by yours truly, myself. It's called Number One. And yeah, so there you go. Don't forget, phone lines are open, 416-946-7000, and I do believe I have a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Mark, it's Paul Bellini calling.
Hi, Paul Bellini.
How are you?
I'm good. Paul Bellini used to write for Kids in the Hall, and he's a comedian and a writer himself, and a guest of the show. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, well, I'm rarely up this late, Mark, so
really?
You got me on a good day.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Well, I'm thrilled that I can't believe you're live. Like, you're actually at the building right now taking calls. That's so good.
Yeah, I've decided to kind of like add a new dimension, and mm-hmm. I'll still be doing pre-recorded interviews, and those will still be happening just because, you know, not a lot of people are going to, you know, come in at midnight here in the studio to have a good conversation. And I understand that. I respect that.
Oh, yeah.
So, Paul, I have a question for you.
Oh, sure.
Did you watch the Oscars?
Yes, I did.
And what did you think?
You know, it's such a loaded question. I actually am one of those crazy people who makes a point of watching all the nominated movies.
Okay.
So unlike most people who watch and fill out Oscar ballots, I've actually seen everything. I saw all 9 nominees for Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
I saw pretty much, I didn't see some things. I didn't see Captain Fantastic. I didn't see Loving. There was a few movies I didn't get to watch.
Right.
I saw all the big ones. And I didn't really, I wasn't too enthused about anything.
Really?
Yeah, I'm kind of finicky. All the movies I like never get Oscar attention.
Okay.
You know, like, I really liked Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk, this movie that Ang Lee made that sank like a stone. It came out in October, and people were not talking about it a week later.
Right.
And I thought it was great.
Mm.
Or I liked this movie called The Witch, this really scary film called The Witch.
I saw that, and I have to say, I was into it for the first little while, Paul. But then it just kind of like, it didn't pick up or anything.
Oh.
I found it slow. I thought it was a good movie, but I found it slow.
Oh, yeah. I was really into it, I have to say. I watched it on a dark night. When the goat stands up and talks or whatever he does, I mean, I just freaked out. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, that's me. I'm a sissy, right?
Okay, Manchester by the Sea, what did you think?
It really felt like I was written by a playwright.
Mm.
And he was working out some demons. I felt that the climax was in the middle of the movie.
Yeah.
So basically for a 2-hour film, that second hour is just like a long wind up.
Right.
I love the kid in it, though. I thought the kid was...
Mm-hmm.
In fact, all my favorite performances this year were from children.
Right.
I loved the little boy in Lion. That was, I think, the best performance of the year was that little sunny Anwar. I'm not sure what his last name
right.
Anwar. But that kid was great.
Wow.
But that's me, you know, I'm contrary.
What did you think of Moonlight?
You know, it wasn't gay enough for me, to be perfectly honest.
I agree with you. They kind of went there, but they didn't go there.
Well, it was a straight director, probably straight actors. I think it was a gay playwright play, but ultimately I'm watching it thinking, I'm sorry, but where's the kiss?
Yeah.
There was a kiss between the two 15-year-old boys.
Yeah.
Those actors weren't afraid to take the risk.
Yeah.
But the older actors, I had a feeling, were sheepish about having to do the kiss scene. And
really?
It was just my feeling, because what director wouldn't have filmed the kiss between those two men? It was insane.
Yeah.
They hug at the end.
Yeah.
What kind of nonsense is that? And I think it was one of those movies people loved a little too much, but for a lot of personal reasons.
Right.
Like, check boxes, and they were so happy.
Yeah.
It was dignified and beautiful and all that
stuff. It was a gay black movie. Hey,
yeah,
let's celebrate it.
An important film.
Right.
But it didn't jazz me. I remember I watched it, and I thought, well, that's good. And I completely forgot about it. And then months later, there's all this Oscar talk, and I'm thinking, for what, that movie?
Right.
So I wasn't caught up in the bandwagon.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I didn't know what it was about until a friend of mine told me.
Yeah.
And because I kept seeing the poster, and the poster was interesting. Okay,
yeah,
another
beautiful poster.
Yeah, another, you know, interesting looking movie, Moonlight, you know, whatever.
Mm.
But to me, it was interesting that they didn't say it was like a gay movie. It was a gay black person, a gay black man coming into his own potentially.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's almost as if they were trying to hide that. Maybe because it might scare away people.
And it was one of the lowest grossing Best Pictures of films of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling most people didn't bother to watch it or avoided it, but they knew it was important.
Mm-hmm.
So they were. It was a groundswell that... I think it's a movie that actually won't be well remembered in the next few decades.
Right. So, Paul, what are you doing these days?
Teaching. I'm teaching up a storm. I just finished, I directed a show at Second City. I had a writing class at Second City, and part of the, it's a 21-week course, and at the end of it, we do a professional production of their material
right.
on the main stage.
Right.
And it was last Saturday, and I thought it was great.
Mm.
I thought my actors were totally gifted. My writers were terrific. The whole show is great. It's an excellent experience for me.
Excellent.
And I also teach at George Brown. I teach writing courses at George Brown, screenwriting and comedy writing. And I started teaching at Humber School of Comedy over in Etobicoke, doing some stuff where I train them how to do new satire.
Mm-hmm.
So Between those three locations, I'm busy. I do a lot of moving around.
So. I can imagine.
And I love it. I do love it, I have to say. I'm at that age where it feels like, because I never had kids,
mm-hmm.
here I am training like these 20-year-olds, the next generation of
right.
Canadian comedians. And it feels like I'm getting all that father's thing out of my system, because
okay.
I'm imparting to them the wisdom that I would give to my own child,
right.
you know?
Right.
So it's good. It's fun.
Well, Paul Bellini, thank you so much for calling in.
Mark, thank you. I love your show.
Thanks.
When I can manage to stay up, I do like to listen to it.
You know what?
Radio.
Live is good.
It sure is. Live's way better than dead.
Yeah.
Or taped.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Feel free to call in anytime, honey.
Mark, love you.
Okay, talk soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it, everyone. Paul Bellini. Don't forget, call in if you'd like. 416-946-7000. When I return, two more fantastic LGBT artists. Stay with me.
Hi, I'm Mayor John Tory, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Repórtense, que ya llegó el capitán Thiago with the one and only.
Mañana de vos.
Dile a tu pana que es hora de bailar, pero cuidado con enamorarte. Esta noche solo para disfrutarte.
Mueve tu cuerpo que tú vas a gozar. Te juro que no quiero enamorarme, solo vine para que tú me bailes.
Solo un poquito, despacito.
Dímelo, Thiago.
Déjate llevar por la luna llena, oh, llena.
Ha.
La verdad de la vida es que se vive el momento, el momento. Si tú vienes conmigo, te prometo, esta noche.
One, two, three.
Disfrutarte.
Mueve tu cuerpo que tú vas a gozar. Te juro que no quiero enamorarme, solo vine para que tú me bailes.
Oh, 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 oh. Enciende la disco con tu ritmo.
Oh, 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 oh. Dancing kuduro y las copas en el aire. Paso a paso entre brazos, dices que soy un mundo entero. Esta noche solo es fiesta.
Fiesta.
La verdad de la vida es que se vive el momento. El momento. Si tú vienes conmigo, te prometo. Esta noche.
Let's go. Dile a tu pana que es hora de bailar. Pero cuidado con enamorarte. Esta noche solo para disfrutarte.
Solo vine para que tú me bailes.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hello, Toronto. It's party time, and I'm Julie Lee.
I'm DJ Dallas.
You're listening to CIUT
89.5 FM.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, and you've tuned into Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show, giving voice to the LGBT community. I'm your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. So that was our last set for the day. And at the beginning, we heard Thiago featuring Tatiana DeVos. Again, another two great local artists here in Toronto, as well as Villy Cooper, Body and Soul, another Toronto artist. And Thiago's track was called El Momento. So there you go, El Momento. Don't forget, get social, get interactive like you have been on social media, and honestly, I thank you for that. On Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. And honestly, I think it's because of you guys that the show is number 3 on Podomatic.com's gay and lesbian chart. And it has to be a two-way street, right? I'm sitting here talking to you guys, but you guys have to talk back to me. Let me know what I'm doing good, what I can improve upon, what you'd like to hear more of, what you'd like to hear less of. Let me know. Like you have been. The email, mark@marktara.com. Get in touch with me. And like I said, the podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes as well as on podomatic.com. And again, everything is hooked up through my website, marktara.com. Next week is going to be an interesting episode. It's going to be, I'm going to have I taped a conversation with a social worker who's also a born-again Christian. And next week's episode is going to be about Christianity and homosexuality. Should be interesting. Very, very interesting. Finally, I want to take this time to thank you for taking your time to be with me. Remember, we live in days of making dreams come true. So believe in yourself. And the world will believe in you. Taking us out, Ashley McIsaac, Devil in the Kitchen.
Hi, I'm Mayor John Tory, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Rainbow Country has been brought to you in part by Inspired Media, Inc. If it's LGBTQ, it's in their publications. The Pink Pages Directory, Pink Play Mags, The Buzz Magazine, and popular talk show On the Couch. 27 years and expanding. InspiredMediaInc.ca.